You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. This week is probably going to be a mind-blowing week for the most of you guys. I strongly encourage you do not miss an episode, and this is going to impact everything that I have said so far, okay? But again, the things that I'm going to be sharing over the next couple days, when I found them out, honestly rocked my world. They, and I'll just be truthful with you, when I first read them in the scriptures, I didn't believe them. So people say, you didn't believe the Word of God? Oh, no, when I read them, I would have nodded to you and said, yeah, of course, amen, that's right, that's the Word of God. But if you'd have got me alone and you'd have been alone in my head, there's like, nah, there's no way that's possible. So I'm just telling you that from the get-go. This takes a little while to get used to. It takes a little while to renew your mind. And you're going to have to do some of the stuff that we're going to talk about if you ever truly want to get a hold of this. But you got to get a hold of it. You're not going to know this just because I read it to you. Because you will sit here and you'll go, yes, amen, that's right, or whatever it is you say in your church. But the truth of the matter is this has to become a part of you. We need to quit just mentally accepting the Word of God, but really get it down in our heart. And this is one of those things. That's the reason that I'm so grateful for our partners who make it possible for us to give you materials absolutely free. And you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you can listen to these things over and over. Not only that, at the website, there are some materials that I actually teach it far more extensively than what I'm able to do here. You can hear hours upon hours of teaching. And let me just say this, you need to hear hours upon hours of teaching. Think of it this way, the Word, okay? The Word is like spinach in your Popeye, all right? I always thought after a while it was kind of stupid of Popeye to wander around and have to go find cans of spinach. It's like, dude, why don't you just get up in the morning and eat spinach and just carry it around with you, and then at the first sign of trouble, pop you open a can, right? And swallow that spinach. Don't let Bluto beat up on you nearly the entire episode and then eat your spinach. But then I realized when I got saved, that's exactly what I did. The Word of God would empower me. It would renew my mind. It would strengthen my faith. It would give me, but I wouldn't carry it around. I wouldn't read it. I'd get busy throughout the day. And then when Bluto, the devil, showed up and started pounding on my head, right? And then it's like I got to reach from a can of spinach. It's just dumb to live life that way. And I know because I've been that dumb. And so one of the reasons we give you these materials absolutely free is so you can eat your spinach every day. In fact, I want you so full of spinach that your eyes are green. So no matter how big a Bluto shows up, you are ready to deal with it. You're not hunting a can. You're already tanked up. And that's what the Word of God will do for you. And so I strongly encourage you, go to the website, listen to these things over and over again, get the free daily devotional. And not only that, those of you that are partners, we actually have some teachings that are just available to the partners, and those things will change your life forever. Now, here we go. Knowing and believing the love of God. Are you ready? Here's what I want you to get today, or start to get, or at least be aware of. We're in John 15, verse 9. Now, again, remember, because of the way Paul did, we made the scriptures personal. We're going to read it, and then we're going to make it personal. This is Jesus speaking. If you have a red letter edition Bible, it's in red. And it says this, verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Now I'm reading out of the New King James, but it pretty much says the exact same thing in the Old King James. Now hear it again. This is Jesus speaking. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Okay, let's take all the religion out of it and hear what it says. Stay with me now. Jesus loves you right now the same way that the Father loves him. I get it. That can be kind of hard to fathom. Are you saying that Jesus loves me as much as the Father loves him? No, actually, I didn't say that. That's what Jesus told you. He looked at you and said, as the Father has loved me, I love you. How much love is that? How much love does the Father have for Jesus? Think about it now. We know that the Scriptures say that God is love. When you start talking about how much God loves you, remember, He is the Corinthians says He's the God of love, and then it says, John says, He is love. How much love does the Father have? All that there is. All of it. He is love, and He is the God of love. He literally is love. And so when it says here that God loved Jesus, it is the same love, it is all the love that exists. Let me ask you this. Do you think that there was any love that the Father withheld from Jesus? Do you really believe that the Father sat there and withheld any love from him at all? No, he didn't. And so what is Jesus saying? I love you with the same love that the Father loved me. How much love is that? All of it. Every single bit. All the love that exists. All the love that can ever exist. All the love that has ever existed. That's how much Jesus loves you. Why do you think he was willing to trade his life for yours? Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life. So there is no greater love. He loved you with all the love that there is. And then he begs you, abide in my love. Live there. Live there. That's one of the reasons that my partners and I were trying to get this over to you is we want you to abide in God's love for you. Now, I know this is astounding. I do, because this and another scripture we'll probably read tomorrow, when I saw it, I'm like, that is not possible. You know, if you go back to when Jesus was at the, he was getting baptized, right? And the voice comes from heaven, and the voice says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you know at that moment, Jesus had never done a single miracle, never done a single thing, had not started his ministry. Now, he might have lived for God in his personal life, but he'd never done anything for God in his ministry. He hadn't started yet. That was the beginning of it. And yet, even though Jesus had not done anything yet, the Father still loved him. Now, Jesus looked at you when you hadn't done anything either and died for you. See, a lot of times we think love is based upon action. Well, and listen, I get it, because when I was growing up, that was the way my household was, is... Now, if you did good, you were loved, especially by my father. If you did good, you were loved. If you did bad, forget it. You're disowned. You're not even one of us. Forget it. I don't even claim you as a son. And so we walk around in life seeing people's love for us as a condition or based on how we do. And that is not true. Listen, when Jesus is saying this, not only is he saying it to us, he's saying it to his disciples. And let's be clear, in just a few moments, the disciples are going to run off. Peter's going to deny him three times. If his love for them is based on their actions, his love's about to quit. And if his love had quit, why did he go to the cross? Think about it. The people closest to you run off from you, and you're standing there. I just said, if love is based upon our actions, why didn't he just say, well, no, they can't even stay true through one little test. No, I'm not dying for them. No, let them all go to hell. I'm not going on the cross for them. But why did he go ahead and die? Because his love is not based upon your action. It's based upon his choice. Isn't that everything we've been seeing with the prodigal son? The father chose to love his son. The love that the father had for the child was not based upon the child's actions, because the child's actions were against the father. Isn't it time you gave your life to Jesus? Isn't it somebody that loves you like this, that is loving you completely of how you do, that has looked at you and saw you as valuable and saw you as worth, willing to give everything for you, that loves you this much? Can't you give your life to him and trust him? Michael's going to tell you how. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me, and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and making this provision for me, so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, "I have been saved," to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you. And we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango,